people. We just absolutely, folks, I'll tell you what, I wish I could tell you some horror stories. There's just not. We had just such a good group, and they just got it. I mean, they just absolutely got it. And they came together, and they worked hard, and they served, and they had a sweet spirit. It was just, honestly, me and my wife, one of the easiest trips we've ever chaperoned in our life, and we have chaperoned a ton of them. And just a unique group, a great group of young people. And so I'm going to let them speak to you tonight and give you some testimony. I'm going to start by having the three young ladies that provided the special music. I'm going to have them come up and sing a couple songs. And then after that, we'll have them stay. We'll bring the whole crew up here, and you'll get a chance to hear the dysfunctional Jerry Ross teen choir in just a moment, okay? Come on up.
He reached down and touched me when I could not stand. I could not get up or go down any farther. My sins, which were many, He forgave and forgot them. Oh, I know the Lord is good. The Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever and ever to all generations. So I will stand up and sing praise, hallelujah. Oh, I know the Lord is good. I was sick in my body, I could not get well. The doctors had told me all they could tell. But then the great physician passed by my way. Oh, I know the Lord is good. The Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever and ever to all generations. So I will stand up and sing praise, hallelujah, for I know the Lord is good. The Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever and ever to all generations. So I will stand up and sing praise, hallelujah, for I know the Lord is good. So I will stand up and sing praise, hallelujah, for I know the Lord is good. Their chains were fast and tight down at the jail that night. Still Paul and Silas would not be dismayed. They said, it's time to lift our voice, sing praises to the Lord. Let's prove that we will trust Him, come what may. God wants to hear you sing when the waves are crashing round you, when the fiery darts surround you, when despair is all you see. God wants to hear your voice when the wisest man has spoken. In such a circumstance, is as hopeless as can be. That's when God wants to hear you sing. He loves to hear our praise on our cheerful days, when the pleasant times outweigh the bad by far. But when suffering comes along and we still sing Him songs, that is when we bless the Father's heart. God wants to hear you sing when the waves are crashing round you, when the fiery darts surround you, when despair is all you see. God wants to hear your voice when the wisest man has spoken. In such a circumstance, is as hopeless as can be. That's when God wants to hear you sing. When the waves are crashing round you, when the fiery doors surround you, when despair is all you see. God wants to hear your voice when the wisest man has spoken. In such a circumstance, as hopeless as can be. That's when God wants to hear you sing.
Amen. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Young people come, and I think I'm going to let all the young people go through, and then I'm going to have the chaperones at the very end. And I've asked the gentleman to go first, so Tristan, I'll have you come, and then Lucas, and then Nathaniel, and then I'll jump up in between after you three. But they want to tell you a little bit of what God did in their lives, and I think that you'll enjoy this. Come on up, Brother Tristan.
Okay, so I wrote a few things out. No, this trip was it was awesome. It was probably the best trip I've been on, and it was great that Pastor and Sister Cheryl brought us. They were awesome. And I want to thank Levi and Christina and my parents. They were really cool, too. Levi and Christina, I think, they're awesome, but I think they're a little nuts, too. But don't tell them I said that. But the whole trip was awesome. It was really cool to see how God worked. Like, we thought he was just going to be with us at the reservation, but everywhere we stopped, we saw stuff. Like, we just saw him moving, and we saw his hand, like, it was awesome to see that when we everywhere we went, we passed out our tracts, and people were asking for them. Like, I passed one out to this lady, and then she came up to Nathaniel later and asked if she could have one for her sister. Like, I just thought that was awesome that people would actually take them and want more of them. And it was awesome just to see how God worked. And we had a lot of divine appointments like that. And I want to say something about when we were there at the reservation, like, that Sunday at 3 o'clock, we had a children's meeting that he has every week, and it was just awesome. We had, like, 20-some kids, and we gave out all those prizes and stuff, but all those kids were just amazing. Like, oh, it was awesome. I don't know how to explain it, but they just got so attached to you so fast, and, like, it doesn't, like, one of the boys, he won the bicycle. He was crying. It was like, they didn't know why we would do that for them, but it's just because of God loved us, and we want to tell them that God loves them. It was awesome. But I know there's one boy named Devin. The service had already started, and he was sitting in the seat. Right, I was like watching for the quiet seat prize, and then I saw that he was gone, and I was like, where'd Devin go? And so I walked back into Brother Magnamella's office, and he's sitting on the couch with Pastor's iPhone playing Angry Birds. I was like, how did you get his phone? And he's like, what? That was just one of the stories I could tell. But it was amazing, and I'm so glad that we got to see God work everywhere that we went. And I want to thank Pastor for taking us.
All right, well, I want to start out by thanking Pastor and Sister Cheryl for taking the time out of their schedule and taking us on the trip. And Brother Tim and Miss Angie, thank you for chaperoning, and Miss Christine and Brother Levi. And they did really great, and I enjoyed being in Brother Tim and Brother Levi's room. And they were funny, and they were real, but they talked to you as a leader, but they talk to you as your friend, and I just enjoyed that. And as we were at the reservation, there, Pastor mentioned him earlier, Kenny. He was one of the guys that helped get Brother Magnarella on the reservation, and because he said that he got saved in his earlier life, and his pastor had a vision to start a church on the Hopi reservation. So when Brother Magnarella showed up one day, he helped him get on the reservation. And then I can't remember whether it was Brother Magnarella or a pastor that was preaching about on Sunday morning about the rewards that you get for supporting Brother Randy. We're going to get rewards in heaven for that. And I was just thinking that Kenny was going to get a lot of rewards in heaven for helping Brother Manarella start the church there. So I just thought that was really cool. And when the bus broke down, it was kind of a holdback, and we got home late. But as we were there, we were passing out tracts, and we got to witness to the managers and all the people there. And I would ask somebody, hey, could you read this for me when you get the time? And somebody else had already got them. And then they'd be like, you'd hand them one, and they'd say, this guy over here already got me. And Brother Levi was standing at the door handing people stuff as they came in and out. And I at the reservation, the people as we visited, you don't really know what to say, because it's not really the same thing as going over to Sullivan and visiting, because they don't know all the stuff about, they don't know what things are out here. So it's kind of hard talking to them, but as you listen to them and talk to them, they're really open to you. And even if they aren't really interested, they're real nice about it. And I just thought that it was really cool that we got to go out there, and a lot of people showed up, and I think 4 people got saved, 3 kids and 1 adult. And I just wanted to thank everybody that came for taking us, and just that's what I thought was.
Thank you.
I want to thank Pastor and Sister Cheryl for taking us, and all the chaperones for watching us and helping us out, and just having a blast. It was a great time, and probably one of my memory I'll have forever is the Monday when we worked there. It wasn't what I expected when you go on a missions trip, because you think, oh, you'd be handing out tracts all day and all that. But it was actually work, and it was a lot. It just changed my view of what missions work is. And Amari, he was one of the kids in the pictures, and it was just amazing, because some of the grown men that were there didn't even take time to help when Amari, he was just 11, and he came and helped. And it just really encouraged me, and just saying that he could do something, he's younger, and just encouraged me, and it was a blast. We had a fun time, and the people, like Lucas said, they were really open to you, and they were gracious, and it was kind of nerve-wracking to me just going up, and you didn't know, really, it's a new experience, you've never witnessed an Indian, it's like, hi, so, yeah, but they were very gracious, and they were very open, and they were very patient with you, as we needed much of that. So, but it was a blast, and it was a great missions trip, and I hope we do it again.
Thank you. Well, I'm Ashley, as you said, and basically it answered one of my prayers that I've been having. I think God has called me to missions, so it was a blessing. And seeing one of the older men get saved, and I guess he goes pretty regularly, and it really helped Brother Andy with one of his prayers. So, and then painting in the sand was not fun, but it was a blessing to see the sign up, so that whether others could see it, and some people didn't even know that the church was there because the sign wasn't there. So now they could see the sign from the road, so maybe they'll have more come.
My name is Odie, and I want to thank everybody who helped me, because I'm all kind of new to, like, all this. So being able to come on the trip was really, I had lots of fun, and it was a really big blessing to me. And I want to thank everybody, like, who went, made my time a wonderful time. I had so much fun, and I loved, don't go there, Michaela. I got closer with everybody, which was good, because when I started, I didn't know anybody at all, because I'm from Clay City, and I don't know anybody from Jasonville. So it was nice for that, and it was nice to actually, I don't travel ever. I don't leave my house pretty much. So traveling everywhere we went was so much fun. And again, I want to thank everybody for their prayers and their support. Thank
you. Well, I'm Michaela, and I just mostly want to thank God for allowing us to go on this trip, and for keeping us safe everywhere, and for Pastor Jerry leading us, and the other adults, the Sacristy family, and Miss Christina and Brother Levi. They were all really funny and nice, and it was really fun, and I was really excited seeing the Indians. One of them's the adults, or there was 4 that got saved, 1 adult and 3 kids. The adult's name was Johnny, and he was really excited, or he was crying whenever after he got saved, and he told us that he was going to tell his children and his family. Wow. And that really made me happy. And the little girls there were so sweet. They attached to you very quickly. And I had fun handing out the tracts, even though I was nervous, to other places too. And a lot of people were very receptive. And going to all the sightseeing places was really neat too. And the arch, those things are really small. We were all really cramped, but it was fun. And I did have a lot of fun meeting the Morris family and getting to know Odie more, and even spending more time with the other people that I already know too. And it was really exciting. And also, whenever we broke down on the middle of the highway on a bridge. So it was a little nerve-wracking, but we all just sat there and prayed, and God just worked through us really, really quickly and helped us out. It was great.
All right. Well, I'm Anna, as most of you know, but I had an amazing time, and I just want to thank Pastor Jerry and Sister Cheryl for putting this whole trip together, and then all the chaperones that went. I had a great time with you all, especially Levi and Christina. You guys are awesome. You're crazy, but you're awesome. And you just made the trip a lot more fun. And I want to thank Sister Cheryl for being in a room with me. I know you had to put up with a lot with me and Janae, but it was fun. And we learned a lot about you. And one of the most fun things that I thought was amazing was when we got to the reservation on Saturday evening, we went on visitation, and we went to this playground, and we got to pass out these flyers to all the kids, and we gave them candy, and we were just playing with them everything. And they just love being around other people that aren't from the reservation. It's amazing. And they get attached to you so quick. And then the next day, like on Sunday, they came and four of the kids got saved that we visited. And one other man got saved too, and that was amazing. And then me and Janae also got to play the piano while we were there. And I didn't know that we were going to be able to do that, but that was amazing to be able to do that. And just let everybody listen to that and know that we're being a blessing to others as we play the piano. And we also got to play the piano in the hotel, and that was fun too. And everybody just started singing, and that was really fun. And then when we broke down on the bridge, like Michaela said, that was nerve-wracking, and it was kind of scary because we didn't know what was going to happen. But we all started praying, and then an emergency vehicle pulled up behind us as soon as we were done praying, so we knew that that was the Lord. And we just had a great time, and I'm glad that nothing bad or serious happened, so I hope that I get to go on another missions trip soon.
Thank you. Okay, well, I'm Janae, and I had a really fun time. It was really good to just spend time with everybody, and something I'll never forget is the first night I was in a room with Sister Cheryl and Anna, and then we had an adjoining door with JC and Addie and my mom, and like we all just we came over to in one room, and we told a bunch of funny stories, and we just got to know each other. And I really didn't know Sister Cheryl that well, but she's a blast. Like, like she's really quiet and stuff at church, but like once you get to know her, she's just really incredible, and just she has a lot of wisdom and just has a lot of fun. And I didn't really know Odie that well, and she's also kind of quiet at first, but she's crazy too. So she fits in just well. And whenever we were walking through St. Louis, it was really scary, and I hear. I hear singing, and I look over, and Miss Christine and Brother Levi are singing, like, Blessed Be the Name, you know, and it's just, like, they're just so real, and they just know how to have fun with you, and it was a blessing that they got to go, and then it was a blessing that my parents got to go and see everything that we saw, and thank you, Pastor Jerry, for taking the time to go on this trip with us and take us, and it's also a blessing to get to know the Morrises. You know, there's nine strangers going on a trip with you. You don't really know what to expect, but they're as real can be. And they're kids, seven kids, you know, you're thinking, this is a teen trip, and they're all under 12, you know. They're probably, you know, not going to be that fun, but they were awesome. Their kids are amazing, so cute, and they had, like, their little personalities, and I just got to know all of them. So they're really amazing. And whenever we arrived at the reservation, we all came inside Brother Andy's church, and, like, he said he had to tell us, you know, all the don'ts, like, don't pick up stuff off the ground, don't take pictures, you know, all this stuff. So I'm like in my seat, and I'm like, I'm gonna pick up something and get shot, or, you know, something awful is gonna happen. But nothing bad happened. Whenever Brother Andy dropped off me and Lucas and Brother Levi and Anna, we were standing on the side of the road, and Brother Levi's like, let's pray. So so we stood there for like 10 minutes and just like prayed that we wouldn't get like bit by dogs, because Brother Andy told us, he's like, you may have to like stick your foot in a dog's mouth like till to get and stuff. So that was kind of scary, but no, we didn't get dog bit. And we're walking up to the first house, and I'm like, this is going to be a disaster. But there were people standing outside, and I'm like, great, they're home. So Brother Levi's like, we're from Indiana. And they're just like, okay, hi. So, no, we, like, told them, you know, why we were here and stuff. And, I mean, they were just, like, really sweet, and they were just really different. They didn't, like everybody said, they're not, like, people from, like, surrounding neighborhoods. They don't just slam the door in your face and say, go away. They're, they're really sweet and stuff. So that was a blessing. And then on Sunday morning, whenever Johnny got saved, like, church was over, and Brother Morris went over to him and started talking to him. And I look over, and they're, like, both crying. So I'm like, oh, he's getting saved, you know. So that was pretty awesome to see that. And then just for him to tell us that he's going to go home and throughout the village and, you know, tell everybody about Jesus, you know, that was pretty awesome. And then all the little kids, they were so sweet, and they just acted like, you know, this was like the biggest thing that was happening that year, was coming to this little meeting we had for like an hour and a half, and just like all the stuff we got to give them, and Pastor Jay being able to share the gospel with them. Brother Magnarella said that whenever you are allowed to share the gospel with them, it's like somebody in Indiana getting saved. So that was just a blessing that like over 30 kids got to hear the gospel. So I had a really fun time, and the whitewater rafting was like breathtaking, literally. Like it was really awesome. You know, I was like super nervous, and whenever our guide like lowered the boat into the water, he's like, "Go ahead," and I'm like, "Go, like get in," you know. Like it was really scary, but no. Once they started going, we're all like screaming, and there's like water, you know, splashing up in our faces. You know, we're thinking we're gonna fall out, but nobody fell out, and they said that was like really surprising because. They said that on all the trips they take, at least a couple people like fall out, and I thought, you know, for sure I was gonna fall out and just float down the river, but no, we all stayed in, and it was really fun. So I just had a really fun time, and thank you everybody for all your prayers and your support, and I will never forget this trip, and it's probably the best trip I've ever been on, even though like I haven't been on that many, but it was really awesome, so thank you.
Well, hey, I'm JC, as like all of you know, so he kind of said my name liking some guy on there, so yeah. Anyways, well, I don't know where to start. It was just an awesome trip, and I want to thank my parents for letting me go on the trip to begin with. I mean, I know it's hard because my brother and me both went, like money, different things like that. It's hard for stuff like now. And I want to thank Mrs. Sagersey, Brother Sagersey, for coming, and Mrs. Sagersey for putting up with me in the room, and Pastor Jerry and Sister Cheryl for taking us and putting up with us all for 9 days. I mean, yeah, we're teenagers, so we're a little crazy sometimes, and Levi and Christina, they're awesome, and they're, like, so real and crazy, like everybody else said, but I love them to death. And well, on the reservation, the first day, we went visitation on Saturday, and I went with Sister Cheryl, and like nobody answered the door. So I was like, nobody's going to come to the door, and we're not going to even be able to talk. And I was freaked out because, like, I don't know what to say to them or anything. And, well, we just stopped and prayed. And then, like, we went to this door, and we saw people all of a sudden coming out of the houses, walking down streets and stuff. So I went over. She's like, I'm going to put a track in the store and walk over there and talk to that lady and her little boy over there. So I was like, okay, I can do this. Yeah, sure. And then, so, like, I didn't really know what to say, but they were, like, really open, so I was surprised and really happy about that. And they were really friendly, and, like, these little kids were running around, and we were passing out candy and stuff. And the little boy, I gave him a case of candy, and he was actually jumping on the roofs, like, from each roof to the other. And we thought that was pretty funny. But a little while later, we saw him on the other side of the village, and him and his buddies were hanging out behind, like, a trailer or something. And he runs out, and they all start yelling, candy, candy, and, like, ran up and tried to get and got candy from us. But the service, like, there was only a couple people there to begin with, like, the first part of the service. So I was like, I don't know who's going to show up for the second one. There might not be anybody. But God worked a lot of miracles, and there was a bunch of kids there. Like they said, an adult got saved in the morning service, and there was three little kids that got saved, and there was this one little boy, like, they get attached to you really fast, but he got there right after the morning service and stayed there with us and ate with us and stuff, and his name was Reese, and, like, I just started talking to him for a little bit, and he opened up so much to me, and I don't know, I loved the little kid. He was so sweet, and trying to think of what I was going to say. I forgot. Anyway, the trip was awesome, and I just want to thank everybody for your prayers and for letting me go and stuff, and thank you.
Well, I want to thank my parents for allowing me to go. It was such a fun time. I really enjoyed it, and when Pastor said that the eighth graders going into ninth grade weren't allowed to probably not go, and I was, like, so disappointed because I really wanted to go, and then when he said we can, I'm just like, yay, I can. So, I want to thank also Pastor and Sister Cheryl for taking the time out of their schedule. It's the summer, it's busy, and they took the time to take us, and I know it was kind of crazy for them to have to put up with all of us. And I want to thank Miss Christina for putting up with me and Katie and Gracie in the room. I know we were super crazy and stayed up late every night. And I want to thank her for reading a proverb every night. That really helped me. I just I have been slacking off of reading my Bible, and I need to read it more. And when she started saying, it helps me to read it at night better, so I'm going to try to do that more. And I want to thank Brother Tim and Miss Angie as they were there. We had a lot of fun, and they were such a blessing. And one thing was at the reservation, we were there, and at the children's rally, I wasn't really expecting a lot of people to come because, like, I saw only two people in there for the morning service, and, like, I'm like, oh, man, there's not going to be a lot of people. And when all the little girls, they came, and, like, I was super nervous because I normally don't just open up to kids. I normally open up to more of the teenagers. And when all the little girls came up to me, and they're like, can we sit by you? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And so there was a little girl named Neva and Saloya and Kira. They were so cute, and, like, once they got to know you and once you got to know them, like, you could not stop them. They were so fun. We got to go outside and play some games, and then we played inside the church for a little bit, and they were so cool, and I loved them a lot. And there was another thing. When we were whitewater rafting, I can't remember his name, but he was, like, he wasn't a guide, but he was, like, driving the bus for us, and he specifically found something on his phone, that a Christian CD for us to listen to, and I thought that was really cool for him to go out of his way to find something for us to listen to that's not rock, and he was a Christian. And also, when the bus broke down, these two men, I don't know their names, but they were Christians, and I just thought that that was really cool that God sent them, and we were able to get to the gas station, and Brother Tim was able to find out what was wrong with the bus, and we all started praying, and God just worked that out really good.
Well, my name's Katie, and one of the things that I noticed whenever we were whitewater rafting is he wasn't a guide. He was one of the guys that, like, owned the place. Whenever he found the CD full of hymns, I noticed whenever I looked up in the mirror, whenever he was driving the bus, that he was singing to the hymns, that he was a Christian. And so I know Pastor Jerry talked to him and everything after the service. And something else that I thought was really cool is whenever we went to the reservation, something that I thought was really cool is whenever the little kids, they were so excited for the service and to have fun. And some of the little girls, they'd get so attached to you, and they'd just run up and come and sit on your lap and ask you to play games. I know one of the little girls, Saloya, we just ran outside, and she wanted to play tag, so we played tag out in front of the church in the sand, and everybody was slipping and sliding, trying to run, and it was so fun. And I thought all the girls were so sweet, and everybody was so excited to learn and to play games, and it really spoke to me that if they can do this at this young age, living in this Indian reservation, that I should be better for God and do what's right and not to slack off or anything.
Okay, so I just want to say I am, like, so thankful I got to come. This was awesome. And I just wanted to thank Pastor and Sister Cheryl for taking us. This was, like, it was the best trip ever. I'll never forget it. And I want to thank Mrs. Angie and Brother Tim for taking us. You guys are awesome. And thanks to Miss Angie for putting up with me and JC in a room. That was, wow. And then thanks for Miss Christina and Brother Levi. Thanks for being weird, like, crazy. You guys were awesome, and I want to thank all you guys for being fun. And one of the things I will never forget is whitewater rafting. That was awesome. I was so scared at first. I was like, I'm going to fall in and not be able to get back in. I was terrified, but that was awesome. And then Saturday evening when we got to go out and go visiting, it was awesome. Like, I was scared because I didn't know how the people were going to react, and they reacted really good, and even if they didn't want it, they still took it and acted really sweet about it, and that was awesome. And then Sunday, like, the morning service, like, only two people showed up, and I was like, all these prizes we bought for the kids, they're gonna go to waste, because I didn't think anybody would show up for the next service, and, like, a ton of kids just started walking, and they all showed up, and they... there was a girl, Saloya, she was so sweet, and she, like, wanted to sit with me, and she was so sweet, and all the kids, they were so, like, they get so attached to you, they wanted, like, we went outside and played with them, and they were so sweet, and I thought that was awesome, and thank you all for your prayers, and that's all.
Well, first of all, I want to thank Pastor and Sister Cheryl for letting me go and going with us. And then I want to thank my parents for letting me go. And then Miss Christina and Brother Levi for coming. They were really fun and awesome and crazy. And then Miss Angie and Brother Tim. It was really fun going on the trip. But, like, one of my favorite parts was, like, Sunday when all the kids came. And, like, the kids came in there, and, like, as they said, you were thinking, like, there aren't going to be many kids here because there were only two people there before. And, like, they, like, come in, was like, okay, so there's more kids. And, like, they kept on coming in. And so the two girls that I really got closer to, they were the sisters, Neva and Saloya. And, like, they would just, like, get so close to you so fast. Like, they'd come in, and then they'd want you to, like, carry them or, like, play with them, spin them around and stuff, or go play tag outside. And, like, the wind was blowing, so the sand was, like, going everywhere. So I was like, okay, I'll go play tag outside, I guess. So, like, I took my shoes off, and I was, like, running around trying to find them, but it was, like, blowing in my face, and I couldn't see. I was like, where'd you guys go? And they were hiding behind a peach tree. I'm just like, where'd they go? So, like, later we went inside, and it was just really fun to, like, meet all the kids there and everything. So,
this is Christina speaking, Morris family. Hi, we love you. There are so many memories and snapshots I could share with everyone here, and it would take forever because it was just an awesome trip. And my heart is so full after this trip. And a few things that stood out to me that God did was letting us see unity, like the spirit of unity on this trip. I'm going to cry. Sorry. These kids are awesome. Seriously. Thank you. Anyways, the song Jesus and Others and You, we sing that every week on Sunday, and that was put into action on this trip, and that was really cool to see from the long bus ride, and that was a long bus ride, by the way, and passing out tracts along the way, and the caring attention given to each other and others that we met along the way. It was just really neat to see these kids show that to people, the love that they have in their hearts, and I just thought that was really cool and refreshing to see them serving others and the joy it brought to other people and even them just for doing that. And I'm just proud of each of them for doing that. That was awesome. And thank you to all of you that have invested in their lives, because it really showed on this trip. It was very obvious. So you guys are doing the right thing here. And one thing that was personal to me was on Sunday morning, there were two men that came, as you heard some of the kids say, Johnny and Arnold. And I guess they're the two regular people that come every week. There's not a lot of people that come, but those are two of the guys that come regularly to the church. And Levi and I sat by Johnny that morning, and in between the Sunday school and church service, I started crying. I don't even know why or what came over me, but I guess it was just everything, just being there and just seeing the two men that were there, and I just couldn't stop crying. I don't even know why, but Pastor always challenges us to pray for tears, and I had been doing that, and it seems like they come at the wrong time sometimes, so that was one of those times. So usually you don't announce to people that you're crying. You try to hide it because, anyways. So I didn't even realize that anyone had seen me crying, but Johnny reached over and tapped me on the shoulder, and he said, I see that you're crying. And I was like, yes, you know, I'm like crying. And he said, that touches my heart. And that really got to me. I don't really know. I've never really had an experience where I was crying and actually somebody told me that it touched them. So that was really neat. And I think that was just a blessing for both of us, me and Johnny, in different ways. So that was just really neat. That was something more personal that God gave to me on this trip. And I was thankful for that. And anyways, I have my notes here. So one of the other things I like to share was something somewhat small of a detail, but it showed that God was there, was we had bikes that we had purchased for the kids, and we had a bigger bike for a bigger bike and a smaller bike for guys and girls. So they had picking names out of a bowl, and the last bike that was left was a big bike, and it was a girl's bike, and there was only one teen girl there, and everyone else was small. And I was thinking, like, oh man, I hope one of these little girls doesn't get this bike, because it was really big. And Brother Andy just so happened to pick the teen girl's name, and that was just so obvious to me that that was God, because I mean, he could have picked any name in there, but he picked hers, and it was so awesome to see her light up and to get that, and I just thought that was really neat. And when we were leaving the reservation, we were in our big, huge coach bus, and we were driving off, and I wasn't really thinking that we were going to see any of the kids, but we all looked out the window, and all the kids were riding by on their bikes that we had just given them, and waving, and they were all smiling and happy, and I just thought that was so neat to see, and it was kind of like God giving us a big high five, like, you guys did a good job, you know? So we left the reservation, and that was the last thing that we saw, and it was just really neat to see that we made a difference in those kids' lives, and I know they'll never forget that. I know a lot of you gave money and prayers, and I just want all of you to know that you made a difference. Even though you may not have been there, you made a difference in a lot of lives, including my own, and I just want to thank all of you for that.
All right, I'm Levi Hall. I'm 26, happily married. All right, I'm going to get serious here. Be ready for tears.
Here you go.
Thank you. I just want to say I am so thankful that I was able to go on the trip with you guys. That was phenomenal. The last trip that I personally went on when we went over to St. Louis, and that was a serving ministry with a couple people over there. And this is what the trip that we took, this is what I have always dreamed of a missions trip. 9 days away, you know, distance from Indiana, foreign field in a sense. So I'm honored that me and my wife were able to go on this trip. And personally, we needed this, and I've never been around this group of teens. You see them walking by, chattering, and that's honestly it. Say hi, hey guys, how you guys doing? And that's to the extent. But we honestly had a phenomenal time. Each day, we had an opportunity on how Pastor constructed this. Every morning, we get on the bus. After the girls brought us our load of luggage, heavy at times, but after we got that done, we got everybody settled down on the bus, and we'd get on the road, and Pastor would always, we would sing, and then after that, or before that, we would read scripture. We read Philippians chapter 1 through 4. Me and the three young men down here, we had the privilege of reading that each day, and just our devotional time together, prayer time together. And each day, it just got started off on the right foot, all in the same direction, mind thinking wise, in one accord, and it's just a phenomenal time each morning. And then, personally, I've never played Uno so much in my life. Wow. We had a good time playing cards in the back.
He cheats too.
They say I cheat. That is not true.
Yes,
but anyways, that was a great time playing with you guys. And each day, there was always something going on. And the Morris kids, that family is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Just what a great family that they are, and just on how our group treated them, how the church has taken care of the hotel rooms for the Morrises. Thank you, they appreciate that. And like I said, the trip was phenomenal. When we got on the reservation, it, like Pastor said, it really reminds you of Mexico, like very distant houses, but when we got visiting, like Janae said, Brother Andy, after we got to our destination safely, by the grace of God. Okay, I'll give you about a 5-second clip. 4-wheel drive truck at Redbird, okay? Was a 4-wheel drive truck on the reservation, all right? I'll just put it that way. And when we got to our destination, I get to communicate the gospel to people each Saturday, great, but this is a whole different arena. And like Janae said, I was nervous. I haven't been on teen soul winning for years, and so I said, well, let's just pray. We need God, God's help to communicate as we go to each house. And the fourth store we went to, they were great. And they had slingshots. I was wanting to buy one of their slingshots off of them. They were homemade. But anyways, that's just a side note. They were cool looking. But anyways, we went to the one to the second house, and his name was Norell. And Norell came that day, and he did get saved that day. And as we were going down, walking down through the distance that my group was doing, the routes that we were doing, one of the last houses that we went to, and I remember Anna talking about the Hopi mission that we saw the kids and the adults at. One of the last houses that we visited, it was a family member of what's his name? Adric. And Adric is a karate kid. And he has been faithfully attending the martial arts. And through this connection, and this is phenomenal, I am so glad that we support Brother Andy. He is doing a phenomenal work out there. And like Pastor said, that is specifically God called man for that area. And but anyways, through this, Brother Andy has a special way of reaching people as a communicating tool, and that's through martial arts. And Adric was one of the young men that faithfully attends his class. But I talked to his cousin, and it was one of the last houses, and he said, man, I could tell that he's in a hurry. He's like, hey, are you getting ready to go somewhere? He's like, yeah. There's a big old feast down there at the Hopi Mission. I'm like, okay. So I asked them what they were doing, and they were doing a fundraising for special needs children. And I was like, okay, I was getting all the details. How far is it down there? Oh, it's about, 15 minutes or so. I was like, okay. And I was like, well, I'd like to leave you this card. It's about Brother Andy's church. He knew of Brother Andy, and he knew of what Brother Andy was doing with the missions stuff out there. And so we got done. We went down the road when Brother Andy picked us up. I was like, hey, Brother Andy, do you know where a Hopi mission is? He's like, yeah, it's down the road. I was like, I don't know if we can go down there, but the young man up here on the hill, he said that he knows you and Adric that goes to your karate class. He said that there is a feast going on. Is there any way that we can go down there and pass up flyers for tomorrow? He's like, well, what are they doing? He's like, well, they're raising money for the special needs children. And he's like, yeah, we could probably do that. Now, you got to remember at what Pastor said earlier, but there's a lot of laws and restrictions out there, what you can and cannot do. And with Brother Andy living out there, he has to respect their laws. Because if he loses that and loses his reputation, there's no Andy Magnarella in Arizona on the reservation. And through this, I'm saying this because God came through on this. After I get done with the story, you'll understand. But we got down there. We all jumped out of the back of the truck, in the truck. The adults were over here. The children was over here. We hit the adults over here, went over to the children. And the children, honestly, when they said that they got attached to you, they loved you, they're speaking the truth. And so we got it to go out there and pass out the flyers. And on the way back to the reservation, Brother Andy, I think the girls might have been talking to them up there, but they had a huge tradition going on down there that they've done for years. And Miss Hopi, that was about the feast. That's why they're having a feast, because Miss Hopi, I don't know if that was like about a Miss America or whatever, but it was something along those lines that it was tradition. And Brother Andy said that if he would have known that, we probably wouldn't have gone down there to that. And through all this, we were able to see a lot of those kids on that 3 o'clock service that we had. And I just thought that was unbelievable on how the Lord came through for us on that. Because after the service, Brother Andy said, I haven't even seen half these kids here before. I don't even know who they are. So thankfully, we were able to get a lot of extra contacts for Brother Andy. And also, this is just something personal. I've always wanted to go whitewater rafting. I've heard of Pastor taking a group before, and that was phenomenal. Going through the Colorado Mountains, phenomenal. It's a great time. But also, this is still about the trip. But Blessed Hope, I want to let you know that we have a great youth group here.
That's right.
And my pastor encouraged me, just being who he is. But our pastor believes in people, and he gives everybody a chance, and a chance and a chance. And when I was a teenager, I'm thankful that my pastor didn't give up on me. So I just want to encourage Blessed Hope Baptist Church, let's not give up on our group down here. They love God. If we go back of when we were a teenager, I remember when I was a teenager, I wasn't all that I should have been. And looking back, I look at the faults, but you know what? Let's not give up on our teenagers here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. They need us, but Blessed Hope, we need them too.
That's right.
And this is the future coming up, and we got a phenomenal group here. And I just want to encourage the church body as a chaperone. These are real people down here. And I'm just thankful that we had an opportunity to go with the pastor and the Sagracies. Thank you guys for being real who you were. And thank you, Pastor, for letting us go. And Blessed Hope, thank you for all the support, the money, the snacks that were there. And just thank you for getting behind our pastor on stuff and just stepping up when he asks us to do something. Thank you for just stepping up and doing it.
Well, I just want to say what an honor and a blessing it was for Tim and I and our family to get to go on this trip. And I want to thank God most of all for allowing that to happen, and for Pastor Jerry and Sister Cheryl for asking us to go. It was amazing to see God work out all the details from Brother Brian being a teenager underneath Pastor Ross when he was up at Brazil. And then Brother Brian just happens to buy a charter bus that he just happens to wonder if we might need to take it on this trip. Tim and I were going to be driving that van, and so we are very thankful that that we had the charter bus. I know Brother Brian told us when we got back that we actually drove 3,600 miles. So, and Brother Brian and his family, Miss Amanda, thank you. I know they're going to be listening to this, for being such a blessing to us. They took all seven of their children. Me and Sister Cheryl talked about this, about how we would have not been able to do even remotely as well as she did on this trip with all those children, and they were a huge blessing to us. Miss Christina kind of gave her the title as super mom, and we all agreed with that she was amazing, not only with her children but with all of us, for being the first time that she'd ever been around any of us. Then to the scenery, I'd never been out that direction before, so the Lord really just began speaking to my heart, just seeing all of the miracles that he put out there. Wow, all I can say was it was amazing just to see the different things, the Rocky Mountains, the Grand Canyon, just all of it together. And then to Brother Andy, what a blessing it was for us to be able to see the love and the respect that he truly has for the Hopi Indians.
Yeah.
He loves those kids, and those kids love him. And it was so awesome to watch him interact with those kids. We were up there trying to teach him our stuff and our songs, and he says, okay, guys, let's teach them our songs and our things. And that was really, really neat to us, the Tony Knees Chestnut something or other. But anyway, it was awesome. And it was just really sweet to see the love that he had for those people, and the respect that he has for them. It's taken a lot for him to reach the people that he has been able to reach. It's not like around here where we can just go and relate to everybody. He has to learn their traditions and learn about them before he can actually just start cramming the gospel down their throats. And he is doing an amazing job of reaching those people. And of course, it was amazing to see three of those children saved. I think that God went before us in a mighty way and prepared their hearts. I think we were all going out there expecting hostile Indians with bows and arrows and things like that. So truly, we were all a little nerve-wracked from the ride that Brother Andy gave us to the villages, first of all. Yeah, it was very interesting. And then he just dumped us all out. You go in this village, and you in this village, and you in this village. And we all kind of looked around at each other like, all righty, here we go. So, yeah, we were a little frightened, but once we got going and started knocking on the doors, we were a little nervous. Brother Tim dropped all of our papers at one of the doors, and twice. And Natty and Luke, Nathaniel were with us, and so they were watching how we reacted, so we were just praying, Lord, help us. We were kind of shaking, but these people, they were very friendly. Even the ones that, you know, we just had one gentleman that wasn't interested, but he was still very kind to us. They were very nice to us. They took the information. They laughed. They told jokes. We actually knocked on the front and the back doors at some of the homes. So that was a little interesting. One gentleman, his name was Ray. He was a great big guy. He first we were laughing with him at the front of his house, and then a few minutes later, we ended up at the back of his house, and he yelled from the inside, "It's still me, it's Ray!" And so that definitely broke the ice for us, because we were definitely nervous. We actually, Tim and I and Nathaniel and Natty, we got dropped off at a village, and I'm going to botch the name up. Tim can probably tell us, but it's actually the oldest village there, and the homes were over 1,000 years old. We got to meet two very sweet ladies. One lady was she was 94, and then her sister was in her 80s, and they insisted that we come into their house. They were pretty well bent over, couldn't hear us very well, a bunch of white people running around on their reservation. But they invited us, you got to come in. They needed us to sit down so they could hear us and visited with us. Their houses inside were awesome, just all of their old traditions and different things like that. I know that I would have loved to just take one of their things home from there just to remember those people, but it was awesome. Then Brother Levi mentioned the Miss Hopi event. We had no idea that that's actually what it was. And I just marched right up there to Miss Hopi. And I was like, can we pass out this information to your kids? We have a ceremony going on. And she says, well, if you'll come back to the country and western dance later. I was like, I don't think we'll be able to do that. But anyway, she said, sure, go ahead. So we got to go over to the playground, and we got to just interact with those children, and the Lord prepared their hearts. They were not afraid of us whatsoever. I mean, one of the little boys named Devin, when I was passing out some information, he ran up behind me and poked me, and he was like, tag, you're it. And we just, when I turned around, and we actually just got to run around there and play tag with them. I looked over, and Brother Levi was playing ball with them, and he was throwing the ball up, and whoever could catch it, he had change in his pocket, so they were going crazy about that. And about 25 of those little kids that were there ended up at our service on Sunday. So that was pretty amazing, getting to see all of our teens and our juniors interact with them. I just stood back and made a point to watch every one of the individual teens and juniors, and they were truly amazing. Thank you. All of you guys did a top-notch job. Very, very proud, and all of you parents should be very proud of them. You know, it was nerve-wracking. It was nerve-wracking for Tim and I, so I know that it was nerve-wracking for them, but they really, really did a great job. And then one thing on Sunday, during the congregational singing, it seemed like we were singing really loud, and it seemed like it was awesome. I know that his auditorium was a lot smaller, but we were sitting there singing, and then all of a sudden I looked up, and it hadn't been really windy at the time, and the wind gust just took off, and I realized that all the windows and that auditorium was open, and the Lord just spoke to my heart that he was just taking that song out through those villages with that wind. That was amazing to me to think that, because there was an upper, middle, and a lower mesa, they called it, and we were more towards the upper part, and then the wind and the song, it just seemed like he was taking that out through that village. So that was pretty amazing. Then our work day on Monday, it was a lot of fun. It was hot. It was very sandy. We all had sand in our teeth and in our ears. It felt like we had sand castles in our ears.
In our hair.
We had sand castles, or we had sand just it covered us. But it was, I know when I went to sleep that night, I dreamed they were trying to dig sand and bugs out of my ears. But anyway, it was amazing to see the teamwork amongst all of us. Nobody sat around and whined. Nobody sat inside and said, it's too hot, it's too windy. And it was miserable out there, but not a one of us even mentioned that. We hadn't eaten for a while, and not a one of us even thought about that. We were bound determined to be a blessing to Brother Andy, to get that sign up, which we stood out there and watched the men try to do that, and the more they dug, the more the sand all around it just kept going right back in that hole. So it made us think about the song about building our house upon the rock and not upon the sand. That was definitely a good visual for that. But all the kids did an awesome job there, being a blessing. It was a blessing to get to work with Sister Cheryl, to just spend time with her. I never have gotten to do that before, and I just want to thank her for being such a blessing to me. It was very interesting being on the roof of the building, cleaning the paint off the eaves, and then repainting it. We had a great time. I think we held on for dear life with one arm and then scraped paint with the other, but it was pretty amazing. And then we had probably the best view because we could see everybody else at their stations working. So that was amazing. All the teens and the juniors, they all did a great job all week with everything. They had sweet spirits. They were bold in their witness. I made a point to just watch, and they all were passing out tracts. They were all witnessing for the Lord Jesus. They were all amazing. I feel like that all of us truly were in one accord, in one place, of one mind, with one goal, and that was spreading the gospel. And I feel like that we did a good job of doing that. And I just want to thank all of you back home that were praying for us. We felt your prayers. The Lord just done some amazing things for us. And thank you for those that individually gave money to these children before they went. That was a huge blessing. And for everybody that gave and supported us, thank you very much.
Well, I didn't make any notes, but I'm going to wing it. First thing I'd like to say is thank you, Pastor Ross, for letting us go and be a part of this. And it was a blessing. And thank you for the theme song, What a Mighty God We Serve. It's good to serve him. He worked everything out. I mean, from Wednesday night when we found the leak and the brother, the Gordon, Brother Jack, and Brother Chad fixed that. And, you know, we didn't have any trouble with that bus until St. Louis. And I think, you know, God just stopped us there. He wanted us to serve him there, you know. And I don't have a lot. I know when we went to the old village, Brother Andy said, yeah, this is the oldest village in the nation. I don't know if he meant the Hopi Nation or if he meant the United States, but I'm thinking, man, Methuselah might be there. I don't know, you know. And then he showed us a house that was 1,050-some years old. And we go to Ray's house, we're knocking, and that was our first door. And he told us, he said, there's all kinds of buildings, and you can't tell whether it's a house or a building. He said, just knock. He said, you know, there's not going to be somebody living in all of them, but, you know, you'll find somebody. And Ray, that guy, you know, I knock, and I knock again, I knock again. He says, just a minute, I have to put my shirt on. So he comes to the door. He didn't want, you know, any of this stuff, but he was a very kind man. And then we diddled around for a while and met a couple other people, and we go back there and knock on his door. His dog's at the back, you know, and Andy told us you might have to kick a dog or something like that. Dog just, you know, looked at us. And so we knock on the door, and he comes, and he's laughing. He says, it's still Ray. So that kind of, you know, got us where we were so backward and everything. And when we went around a corner and found a man, he was probably 40 years old, and he's reading a novel, and his name was Danny. And I gave him the literature about our services, and he said he wouldn't be able to come because he had to work and everything. And I asked him if he'd want us to pray with him, and he said, sure. And you know, I asked him if there was anything, you know, specific he'd like me to pray about, and he said just the chaos. And, you know, I don't know what he meant about that, but, you know, that's what I prayed about. And then at the end, I added the gospel in there, and he just kept squeezing my hand. And he was crying when I got done, and I just prayed that he'd read the John of Romans and come to know Jesus. And, you know, I just pray that happens because, you know, he liked to read. And, you know, then Sister Angie said the rest about, you know, visiting there. And then in the service, you know, I was really wanting, I haven't done it for a long time, I was wanting to lead somebody to the Lord. And I got to lead Narelle to the Lord. And that was worth the trip. And then I had I think I about got Philippians memorized. I can't see now. But I wanted to read this, if I can find it here. Pastor, every time we did our devotion with this Philippians, he had us draw stuff out of the verses, and this just stood out to me. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and I can't see. Every knee should be of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. No, that's it. I can't see. But I hope that everybody we gave a Shine His Lights thing to, the Grace to Lead Me Home, I hope they all bow their knee before they have to. You know, I hope they do it on their own free will. And thank you for letting us go.